He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20. The message you're about to hear is a straightforward, down-to-earth and insightful teaching by Adelaide Heward Mills. Adelaide serves under her husband, Bishop Dag Heward Mills, as a pastor at the Lighthouse Chapel International. Adelaide is a handmaiden of God and is privileged to have been used by God to pastor and to speak the word of God, both nationally and internationally, to all ages and gender. She has a plethora of messages on many issues, experiences, and situations of life from God's perspective. Get ready to be transformed as you listen to this message by God's anointed handmaiden, Adelaide Heward Mills.
Praise the Lord. A happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. No, motherhood is not by choice. By that I mean that it's not by deciding to be a mother and then you become a mother. It's not by might, it's not by power. It's just by His mercies and by His grace. And the Bible says, what do you have that you didn't receive from God? So even the place of being a mother or being somebody who gives birth to something is just by His mercies. And as I always say on every Mother's Day, it's not just about having biological children, because some people are even better mothers than the people who have biological mothers. But it's more about being a life-giving person, somebody who gives life spiritually to others, life maybe sometimes physically, but not necessarily that the person is your biological child. And then also of God, of course, giving birth biologically. Most of the time we forget that everything comes from God. The Bible says in the book of James, every good and perfect gift comes from God, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. So every good gift does not come from your pedigree, from your genes, nor from your family background, nor because maybe you took care of yourself. No, it is of His mercies that some of us can call ourselves mothers. But I believe a majority of us will allow God to help us birth eternal things so that our motherhood will not just be ephemeral to this earth, but it will be giving birth to eternal things, giving birth to souls, giving birth to lives that matter, and really changing the destinies of many according to God's purpose. Happy Mother's Day to every kind of mother. Amen. Now, this Mother's Day, I have a very short clip to share with you. It is something I've been thinking about because I read in Genesis 49, if you will permit me, that Jacob was coming to bless his children. And he was sort of maybe prophetically giving them their destinies, you know. So Genesis 49:1 says, then Jacob called his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you what shall happen to you in days to come. So although he was their father, he was also prophetic. So he was telling them in the days to come what would happen. In verse 3, he says, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the first fruits of my strength, preeminent in dignity and preeminent in power. Unstable as water, you shall not have preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Then in verse 5, he talks about Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their swords. So he goes through each of the tribes of Israel, and it seems that although he says he's telling them what shall befall them, everything seems to be negative. Like, he talks about Reuben, his firstborn, first fruits, but it's like he's unstable, and therefore he will not have the preeminence, you know? So when you read this, you get very heartbroken, and you think, oh, all the sons of Israel, Jacob, don't seem to have had any good fate. It was like, how are they going to end up, you know? But I came here to encourage you as parents, whether your children are spiritual, whether your children are a result of you nurturing them, whether your children are a result of you giving birth to them. Although Jacob said he would tell them their end, I realized from scripture that God, who never gives up on us and on any of his children, continually works on us and is working on your children, you know, to bring them to the place where they ought to be. Lady Reverend, why do you say that? When we go to Deuteronomy 33, Deuteronomy was written by Moses, and by this time, he's led the children of Israel out. And the Bible says, this is what Moses said when he blessed them. So when you look at Deuteronomy 33, this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the people of Israel before his death. He said, you know, and then when we jump, we come to verse 6. Moses says, let Reuben live and not die, but let his men be few. And he said of Judah, hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him in to his people. With your hands, contend for him, and be a help against his adversaries. So time will not allow me to go through all the children of the tribes of Israel. But remember that it has been said that Reuben is unstable and he will not excel. But in Deuteronomy 33, which was written way after, Moses the prophet intercedes for Reuben and then says, let Reuben live and not die, and let his men be few. You know, and he says of Judah, bring him into his people. With your hands, contend for him and be a help against his adversaries. Yeah, so what point am I making? I'm making the point that in Genesis 49, Jacob said, he called his children to himself and said, let me tell you what your end will be. Most of it was not so encouraging, because that's when I think they had also deceived him and betrayed Joseph and all that. So for instance, with Reuben, he says, yes, you were the firstborn, you had eminence and all that, but unstable as water, you will not prevail and you will not have the preeminence. And that same thread seems to run through for the rest of the tribes of Israel in Genesis 49. So some years ago, that set me thinking, and I was like, but God had promised that he would do so much with these 12 tribes of Israel. So if Jacob said this was going to be their end, then it wasn't syncing with God, what God had said about them. But as I read on in the scripture, like I just read to you, Deuteronomy 33, the Bible said Moses began to speak prophetically, getting to the end of his life, about the tribes of Israel. And he is in a sort of prayerful mood. He says to God, let Reuben live, but let his men be few. And that he said all the things he said about Judah, contend for his enemies. And he says all the positive things also regarding Levi. That is in Deuteronomy 33. And he says, give to Levi your Thummim and your Urim, to your godly one, whom you tested at Massah, with whom you quarreled at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and mother, I regard them not, He disowned his brothers and ignored his children, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. So they did all this, but then he's saying, fight for Judah's, Levi's adversaries. And he says, Levi shall teach Jacob your rules and Israel your law. And then he says about Levi again, bless, O Lord, his substance and accept the work of his hands. Crush the loins of his adversaries, of those who hate him, that they rise not. And so, you know, I'm trying to let you understand that the end of the tribes of Israel did not end in Genesis 49. Because in Deuteronomy 33, Moses makes, if you like, opposite pronouncements over them. And virtually speaks words of prophecy and also intercedes for them. And as if that's not enough, you know, I realized that in Revelations 21:12, I realized that God, it's the end of time. Revelations 21, we all know that Revelations is the end of time. I remember being a child and not being so keen to read about Revelations because it was about the end of the world and it was frightening to me. And I'm sure it is to most of you, but in the book of Revelations 21:12, the Bible says about the new Jerusalem or whatever God is creating that it had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates, 12 angels, and on the gates, the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. Can you believe it? The new world is going to have 12 gates, and it's going to have the names of the 12 sons of Israel inscribed on the gates. I think it was Reuben who went up to his father's bed. I thought it was Simeon and his brothers who in their anger killed a king and his people, you know, because they had uncontrolled anger. The sons of Jacob did so many things that they shouldn't even earn anything in heaven. But God, God of many chances, now comes in Revelations. And when we get to heaven, it's their names that will be written above the 12 gates. What am I saying? I came to encourage every struggling parent. I came to encourage parents who don't know the future. Some of you think you know the future now, but you may not know the future going forward because life is long. But having said this, if life is long, then God is eternal. Amen. And God respects your covenant seed. God respects who your children are. God respects who your children's parents are. God respects covenants with parents and therefore with mothers and with whatever prayers you've prayed. And God will bring your children through whatever it may be. He will bring them to a good place like he's brought the children of Israel so that when you and I are entering the gates of heaven, each gate will have the name of one of the tribes of Israel. Heaven contains your prayers, Mother. It contains your intercessions. It contains your fears. It contains things you don't know. But take heart, because he knows the plans he has for you and your children. And it is a plan, and his plan, to bring them to an expected end. You know, as mothers, we carry so much, even things that we don't have to carry. Sometimes we even carry our husbands as well. But God is saying, rest in me and see me do something great for you because of the covenant I have with you. Be encouraged, mothers, and let's not stop praying. Let's not stop interceding. Let's not stop speaking things over our children, be they spiritual, be they physical, be they biological. There are lots of spiritual children who also cause a lot of heartache, but be encouraged as we pray for them and intercede for them. God will bring them to a good place. And who knows, their names may be written in places that you never thought. Happy Mother's Day. May God give us the grace to continue interceding, continue praying like Hannah, and to see the hand of God in our homes and in our children. God bless you. The best is yet to come.
It was great having you today. To find out more about the resources available by Adelaide Heward Mills, please visit at the Kodesh, North Kaneshi, or meet her on Facebook at Adelaide Heward Mills. For prayer and counseling, please call 0243-187-900. You can also drop us an email at honeyonmylips@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, God richly bless you.